Hi, I'm Curtis.
Hello, I'm Melissa.
Hello, I'm Connor.
And welcome to the What's Happening podcast. Yeah, so welcome along. This is season something. It's episode something. I don't know anymore.
I'm surprised we still know how to do this, to be fair.
Yeah. I will add all that detail into the... to the description of the podcast and go and check if you're into that sort of thing. But if not, we're here, we're back. How are you?
All good.
All good.
Yeah. You guys have been away, nice and refreshed. Are we glad to be back?
Glad to be back.
Good,
What about now that the Northern Irish weather has re...
It's not terrible just weather? Yet.
I mean,
yeah,
it's pretty wick.
See people that are like, oh no, I want it to rain. Shut up.
I needed the rain for my grass. No, it did. It genuinely did. My grass is dying and I needed the rain for it. Because I don't have an outside tap, so kind of like, you know.
Go out with a kettle. Like, go around the garden with the kettle, like pour water
over
it.
Give the grass a wee cup of tea.
Yeah.
A kettle?
Yeah.
Do you know how many times you would need to
get a basin jug thing, yeah.
What you're trying to refer to is a watering can.
That yolk, yes.
Yeah, a watering can. Yeah, I could do that. Anyway, aside from that, the back of my jumper's wet. I wonder why that is. Anyway, So today we are talking about weird injuries. This is because I was chatting. Well, I put this story up on my Instagram, right? And it was like the ways you get hurt when you're younger. It's like jumping out of a tree or like playing football or something like that. Mm-hmm. And when you're
falling
older, it's
off
like
the top of your slide.
Yeah. When you're older, it's things like sleeping wrong or sitting down for too long or sneezing too hard and pulling a muscle.
Yeah.
And it just made me think there's some weird ways that you can really hurt yourself. So I'm sure we've got a couple of stories. We've got some on the Instagram as well.
I hurt myself so often these days.
Yeah, I was an idiot whenever I was a kid. Like,
I'm looking forward to hearing some of the stories. We've got some listener stories too. Before we do that, we have to get our listener of the week. Have you got one lined up? Yeah,
we've got loads, mate.
Oh, great!
So yes, first week listener of the week is Amy McAlinden, who followed us. Thank you so much,
Big Amy. Ups, Amy.
Also Lauren Anderson, who followed us too.
Big ups, Lauren.
Neve Marshall, who followed us as well. Thank you so much, Neve. Kelly Margaret, who followed us too. Thank you so much. I get the impression, because Melissa recently shared something under her stories, that these are all Melissa's followers.
I don't know what I share.
Probably are. And also Amy Bridges sent us a nice message. She said, "Hey guys, first of all, I just wanted to say I love this podcast so much. Honestly, I could be having a crap day and hearing yous laugh would put a smile on my face. It's infectious."
Aww.
"The most recent episode just made me laugh so much. First with the lyrics of Lizzo, 'It's about damn time.'"
Yes, I saw this.
No. So I saw this whenever I was on holiday. And this is a bit of a stipulation. Now, I know that I won the quiz last time, but if I didn't, I would have went mental.
You would have called this out.
Why?
So she says, "Thinking it's 6:30 when it's actually thick 30. So you said it was 6:30 and you got the point for the quiz.
You were on the quiz, weren't you? You were asking the questions.
When I googled the lyrics, it said 6:30.
So you asked the question, "What time is Bad Bitch O'Clock?"
Yeah.
And I said 6:30 and you gave me the point when it was actually thick 30. So I will concede that point.
Well, I won anyway, so it's all good. But she
said,
to be fair, your version of the lyrics make more sense. And then Connor saying about Birkendales, I think he was thinking of Bloomingdales. I was thinking of the sandals.
Birkenstocks. But you were mixing up with Bloomingdales in America where you could buy them.
Birkendales.
But is Bloomingdale, is that a shop?
Bloomingdales,
In the US.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think so,
She said, "Honestly made my day. Please keep doing what you're doing. It really gives us a feel-good factor. Thank you so much, Amy."
We love to hear that, even if you are calling me out in the quiz.
And me.
Well, I still won, so I'm happy. Like, nothing changes, but I'm just saying, if I didn't win, then...
I'm on quiz today, right? Yeah. And I tried to do something sneaky and get you guys...
You tried to get us to essentially do the quiz, and I was like, hold up.
No, I think it was a great idea.
It wasn't.
No, I think it was.
It's a great idea for you, because you wouldn't have been doing...
You still need to
do
the work.
He was like, if you two could just go look up these
20
questions
words.
And ask me. And I was like, wait, that's us asking you questions. That's us doing the quiz. So I sorted it out.
Look, I was just trying to make it fun and exciting and change. We couldn't do the flipping thingy quiz again,
and
the Cosmopolitan quiz.
The workload for yourself.
Yes, I'm a busy man. That's what I am. Anyway, right, okay, so if you want to be listener of the week, That's frozen for some reason. Anyway, if you want to be listener of the week next week, Melissa's going to tell you how you can do that later on, though.
Because you have to listen to the quiz.
You will hear that exact phrase in about what time are we at? About an hour's time, you'll hear that exact phrase. Anyway, how have we been? What have we been getting up to? You guys have been away. Who wants to go first? Connor, you go.
Yeah, I'll go first. When did we last do this podcast? Like 3 weeks ago?
It was right before we went away.
So I've been in London and Ibiza. London was just work bits and stuff, as it usually is. Ibiza. So went to, I had to be out in Ibiza for Radio 1 in Ibiza. So I was out there. Liv and her sister came with me. And it was great. So flew out on Thursday and went to Ushuaia on Thursday night. Friends of mine were supporting Martin Garrix on the Thursday night. So went down and caught up with them and stuff. And me and Liv went to, we were waiting on someone to kind of come out with like backstage bands and stuff, but we went to the bar and I got two single vodka and lemonade. How much? You probably know because you'd been there.
How much? Right. Was it high?
No, we went to high on Friday, so this was Ushuaia, the same company.
Two single vodkas?
Two single vodka and lemonade.
I can tell you how much two...
I am Friday, so this is a shout at the same company.
Sorry.
Right.
Oh, okay. Was that part of the thing?
No.
I'm going to say a single vodka, two single vodka and lemonade, I'm going to say it was €60, because I know how much two double vodka and Red Bull were.
So two single vodka and lemonade was €48. Oh. €24 each. The vodka was €23, and the mixer is €1.
Do you how do they get away with that?
Do like, you want to know how much two double vodka and Red Bull are?
Yeah, I know. €98 97. Yeah, it's
right,
crazy.
Before we decided,
the guys
on,
paid it.
Yeah,
that's insane.
So I'll come back to that in a second. Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say was, before we decided on what the episode content was going to be today, one of the ideas floating around was, what's a scam? This becomes so normalised, you don't realise it's a scam anymore.
Yeah.
Drinks prices in
Ibiza. Yeah, it's mad. So
everybody knows it's
who,
mad.
But who pays that? Like, why?
Well,
I saw people set their back when she told them the price.
Yeah,
which is fair
it's
enough.
Mad. So like,
so they pour the drink handed to you and then they don't tell you how much it is.
Well, there's like a little tiny price list.
There was
right
no price
at the end of the bar.
High.
Like
that's mad.
It. It's just like a piece of paper. There's no like price lists anywhere else.
Right. So my friend got a double vodka and lemonade, and it was €36, but she didn't pour, because the double vodka and there's so much ice, it came up to like half the cup.
Yeah.
She didn't pour all the lemonade in, so she said to my other friend, just you get a double vodka and you can have my lemonade. The double vodka is €35.
Yeah.
So they only charge you €1 for the lemonade if you're buying it with the double vodka.
Yeah.
If you're buying it on its own, it's €15.
That's insane.
It's crazy.
I bought a bottle of water. I bought two bottles of water. They were €14 each.
Yeah.
I have never been to Ibiza, but you guys aren't selling it to me. Like,
so, they're the super clubs.
Yeah. So I was sitting in the office in the label office the other day, and one of the guys, Raid, from the marketing team, was like, oh, I'm going out to Ibiza next week and stuff. And I was like, right? He's like, oh, I can't wait.
Is there any chance you could give me an advance on my...
It's like, have you ever been before? I said to him, and he's like, no. I was like, you're going to need to remortgage your house. And he's like, why? And I explained to him, and he's like, I thought Ibiza was cheap. And I was like, meh.
The West End is cheap if you want to do the West End. Because I think the girls went to Eden the first night. I was wrecked.
Yeah.
I'm interrupting your story, so I'll tell you after. But they ended up in the West End. They went to like Lineker's, like some of the bars down there. I think it was like three vodkas for a tenner. So like it is, you know, it's as cheap or as expensive as you want to make it.
Yeah, so we were at Ushuaia on Thursday and had like a couple of drinks and stuff, caught up with a few friends, and then we had been on the go since 3 a.m. that morning because we flew out first thing, and a load of like friends and stuff, they were like, oh, come on to Pikes and everything. I was like, no, I'm calling it. And like, because the last time I was in Pikes in April, I didn't get home till 7 a.m. I was like, I'm not. Like, it will ruin my whole next day. Friday, we just kind of like chilled and stuff. I did some work bits. And what did we do on Friday? Did we go anywhere on Friday? Yes, we did. We went to Mambo for a little bit. Anton Powers, a friend of mine, was DJing in Ibiza Rocks, which you know very well. I'm sure you'll talk about that.
I've been many times.
Yeah. So we went to catch up with him.
By many, I mean three.
We went to catch up with him. And then we were... I was with a friend from one of the guys that I work with. Liv and her sister came and stuff too. And then we went to get food afterwards. We went to a Chinese. And Liv was like, oh, there's this Chinese that like, it looks... It's like down an alleyway, basically, but mm-hmm. it's amazing. So we went there and they served bottles of Blue WKD and Smirnoff. And I was like, this is amazing.
You know
what
you can get over there? It makes me so happy. You can get the lime breezers, Bacardi. They are my favourite thing. And you can only really get them in like Spain. Yeah. You can buy them in the Ibiza Rock shop. Yeah. I just buy them in
the bulk. Bacardi breezer literally a thing here now? Like, do we still
have
it?
No, I think never so, see it. I don't think
no,
we sell it.
No, I haven't seen it in a long
time. Just Smirnoff Ice still.
Yeah. Smirnoff Ice still going?
Mm-hmm.
Smirnoff
they
Ice
have a
great.
New flavour and it's phenomenal. It's bright red in colour.
Yeah.
Delish. Pure sugar though, your teeth are coated.
Oh my God, yeah. So we went and got food, which, like, the Chinese was banging. It
was it really
so
good?
It was really, really good.
I need to tell my friend about that. I was always looking for a good Chinese.
And then me and Jack were going to stay out because we were going to go to Eden because mm-hmm. really when we're throwing their party in Eden on Friday night. So Liv and her sister were going to go back to the hotel and we were in Sanan and there's like the taxi kind of rank and the queue was mental. So yeah. I said to Liv, I was like, are you sure you're going to stand in that? Because... you're going to be there for like an hour and a half. And she's like, yeah, I just want to go home. So me and Jack went to a little Irish bar like at the top of the strip to watch mm-hmm. the Arsenal match. Mm-hmm. We watched the whole match.
No way.
I think had 3 or 4 pints. And I messaged Liv and I was like, oh, did you get back to the hotel? She's like, I'm still standing in this queue. So I went down.
God, love her.
And I was like, do I go to Eden and... risk leaving at like 3 or 4 a.m. and not getting until 6 a.m. because the taxis was like mental. And I was like, do you know what? I'm just going to go home. Just going back to the
hotel.
Can
I ask you a question? Because obviously I'm going to touch on it when mm-hmm. I get to my part. My part. Do you enjoy it? Do you like it?
Do I like Ibiza?
Yeah. That, like all of that.
So I was telling you, I like...
Do you like all that waiting on taxi?
No, not at all.
Not getting into a club until
never,
like 5 hours later than you initially planned.
It never used to be that way. There's so little taxis on the island. So, see that weekend? There was 9 million people on the island.
That is crazy.
And there's only 600 cabs.
Are you joking?
Yeah. There's usually loads of cabs that come from like mainland Spain, like Madrid and stuff mm-hmm. over for the season. And that didn't happen this year. So, like, getting a cab's, like, a nightmare. Someone did tell me that there's this massive WhatsApp group with, like, just random people. It's obviously not, like, legal.
Yeah.
But there's this massive
WhatsApp
group.
Yeah, I heard about this.
And, like, you message in and someone will just
come pick you up.
Like, they're not a taxi.
They're, like, a really dodgy
so dangerous. Yeah. I was like, absolutely not. We'll stand in the queue.
But listen, if you're coming out of a club at, like, 4 a.m. and you're going to have to wait in a queue for, like, an hour and a half,
that's
you're like,
grim.
Listen, I'm going to message into this group.
I would almost rather go there and, like, hire a car and not drink the whole time.
Yeah.
First of all, because hiring a car is probably cheaper than the drinks.
Yeah. We were so late getting there that I had already sobered up from the day, from drinking all day, that I was like, I'm on the water now, which is why I had 2 bottles of water.
Yeah.
30 euros.
Must did that cost? 30 euros for 2 bottles of water?
We chilled all day Friday and then, chilled all day Saturday and then Saturday night, me and the guy that I work with, Jack, we went to High. A DJ called Black Coffee was playing there. So... and I knew one of the girl DJs that was supporting him, so we went down to kind of like catch up with her and stuff. And we met up with some friends and we actually started chatting about what Melissa tipped on about like the price of Ibiza. So I'm very lucky that I don't need to like pay in the clubs and I don't really like pay for drinks. No, I'm very lucky like that.
I was trying to stop myself from doing it.
But I am
Melissa.
Very lucky. But we were talking like, the average like UK salary say like I don't know like 25k or something.
I don't know why people are doing it. Is
90 euro? It is into some of the super clubs.
That's
if you pre-book though, we pre-booked and High was 55 euro, and if you buy your tickets online before you go,
yeah,
and then I think it was 70 in.
Mm-hmm.
When
I think
you got
though,
to the door,
I think when you compare it to what you're getting in a club over there compared to what you're getting in a club here, or even probably in England, the experience. is
worth
it. For
me, it's an incredible club experience. I'm so glad I did it once. Would I ever do it again? No, I don't know why you go regularly.
So
it's not.
I go for work, but I'll tip on it in a second. So that was Saturday night. Sunday was my day of reckoning. No,
that's not dramatic at all.
No, so Sunday I had planned on just like chilling all day by the rooftop pool and stuff, and the United match was on.
Right,
that was the first downfall. Choosing to watch that anyway.
Fair point.
So as we've discovered from my previous time in Ibiza last month, I got burnt to a crisp.
Yeah,
hence the fat foot. And
do we put that on the story?
No, but I showed a couple of people in the newsroom. Because it was Emma from the social team was like, did you see how burnt Connor was? I was like, did you ever see his foot? And she was like, no.
Oh,
so
my God.
I ran up and showed her the photo of the foot. And then people in the newsroom were like, let me see. So I didn't mean for it to go like that, but people have now seen the foot.
Thank you, man. So Sunday, I sat on the rooftop on a sun lounger.
Right.
Sun cream on.
Factor 50. Wow.
And an umbrella. So I made sure that I was in the shade.
There's no possible way you could
burn. All day. I sent you the photo, didn't I?
You did.
You were bright red.
I was like a medium rare.
I don't know what happened. I would say rare.
I came back into the room and like Liv just looked at me. Because you don't notice it, like when you're in the sunlight.
Sure,
it's when
you
you're in
but
the
whenever
shade.
You're in, Liv just looked at me and she's like, "Oh my god!" I was like, "Oh," and then I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like,
"Do you ever like touch it and then it goes white and then?"
But it
you
was
realize,
just getting. I've been like shedding like a snake since I've came back. Mm. But it just it was so bad. So I now need to. Put Factor 50
we
on.
We need to put Connor in a long sleeve t-shirt.
You're just going to need to dress like a roadman.
Yeah.
You're going to have to like coat
I'll have
and
to
everything.
Have a t-shirt on on holiday. If I'm like,
it needs to be long sleeved as well.
I will get burnt anywhere.
Connor's like got socks and gloves and everything on.
Liv will be wrapping him up like a wee toddler. Yeah, so, he wants to get in the pool. He has to put a wetsuit on and a cap.
Yeah, Sunday that happened Monday. So this is why I like going to Ibiza.
Okay.
And I'm going to sound like, I'm going to sound like, oh, look at me. But whenever I go to Ibiza, I stay in like the old town.
Well, this is what I was saying to two people.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've been to Ibiza twice now. I have not
but
seen
But you stayed in
San
Ann, haven't you?
It upsets me.
You do stay in San Ann, don't you?
Yes.
So San Ann is like, San Ann is like your typical Ibiza, but I go and I stay in like old town, Talamanca kind of area.
I really want to do that.
By the marina, by the bay.
Beautiful.
Really nice restaurants, loads of shops. Liv was in her element. There's like a kind of like a small shopping area with like Louis Vuitton, Dior, Gucci and stuff. It's class. So whenever you're going to Ibiza, do that Ibiza. And if you want to go into clubs, you can then go into San Ann and go into Ushai and stuff like that, but then you can also leave.
Yeah.
You're not staying.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
So it's very relaxing, like old town and stuff.
Yeah.
Monday went to Amnesia and Danny Howard and stuff was playing there, so went and caught up with him. Jason Statham and Margot Robbie were there.
Oh, class.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually reading that Calvin Harris was playing a show recently.
Margot Robbie was there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said Marco, and I was like, am I supposed
Margot
to know
Margot Robbie was there.
Did you get chatting? No.
No,
you didn't introduce yourself or
anywhere near
sure.
them.
Jason Statham's a cool dude as well.
They weren't really getting like photos and stuff with anyone.
I was reading that Calvin Harris was playing a show, right? And mm-hmm. Roger Federer was at a set.
Yeah, mate. Have you, like, Calvin's party on a Friday night at Ushuaia is like the biggest party on the island, and everyone, that Friday that I was there, the England women team were there, like,
wow.
And they were like
amazing.
Yeah, they were having a good time.
I'm sure they were.
By all reports, they've been having a good time since the moment final whistle went.
Like. But like so many footballers go, like Jack Grealish, Van Dijk, De Bruyne and stuff, Messi and Suarez, like Friday at Calvin's thing's like the night to go to. But yes, next time you go to Ibiza,
I don't. Yeah.
You will go. You'll go again, but stay in old town. Trust me.
Connor, you don't have to make me trust you. I know this. Are you done?
Sounded a bit rude. All right,
are
thanks.
You done? For fuck's sake. Want to talk about myself?
No, it's because I can't like retaliate with like talking, because yeah. Then I'll just end up talking about myself.
I am done, I think. That's pretty okay. much it.
You nothing, can't remember nothing. Anything else, to be
I've
fair
been watching. Sorry, I've been watching some stuff. Have you watched the Arsenal documentary?
No, I want to. It is really on the list good. To watch. Yes.
So me and Liv started watching it on the plane coming back.
Right.
And she loved it. And I was like,
Liv watched it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, right, this is great. And then we finished it and she was like, is there any more? And I was like, oh, well, yes, there is. There's Man City and Spurs.
Yeah.
So we've started to watch the Man City one.
The Spurs one is great. And yeah. Here, see, whenever you're finished with them, mm-hmm. There's American football ones, right? They're good.
Okay, I'm not big into American football, but I think still I will
good.
Watch it. Yeah.
It's a good insight into like how seeing, they operate.
Yeah, the behind
there's
the
also
scenes.
There's also a ice hockey one, okay. Toronto Maple Leafs, the right. most famous ice hockey team in the world. Interesting point about the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Uh-huh.
Their head coach, Sheldon Keefe,
right.
is the brother of the Belfast Giants head coach, Adam Keefe. So
wow.
there you go, nice
I
connection.
I really
there.
Love their name, the Toronto Maple Leafs.
The Maple yeah. Leafs, yeah, they're yeah. the most famous ice hockey team, and they've got the documentary. It's really good, so you should watch it. Anyway,
nice.
Melissa.
Sorry. 1 second. I watched that show that you recommended with Chris Pratt.
Phenomenal, wasn't it?
Oh.
What a day.
It's. Will you stop giving me editing today?
Do you want to take a minute?
I was supposed to say that.
I didn't know you felt
myself.
That passionate about it. Like,
it was brilliant.
It's not that good. It's quite slow. I think we've watched 5 episodes now. And
there only
like,
are 6.
Okay, well then we've got one more, unless like something miraculous happens in the last episode.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Okay, I'll stick with it.
Stick with it.
All right. Have you stopped calling me names?
It's not like phenomenal, best thing I've ever seen, but it's the best thing that's been on like in series for a while.
Okay.
Like it gets you hooked.
Okay. That is me finished. You'll be happy to know.
Okay.
You may continue.
Here I go. I got these shoes. I got the New Balance 550s.
See, if you keep banging the desk like that, you're going to break the microphone that I spent all morning trying to fix.
This is what it's like to work with Curtis. He
do you want to leave and just like...
Your shoes are lovely.
Look, right, I've been trying to get the New Balance 550s for over a year.
Right.
I did not want to pay resale price. I paid resale price on my Dunks and I was like, I'm not doing it again. I got them for retail price. I got them on ASOS in my size. Couldn't believe it.
They're nice, but like, why have you been waiting a year for them?
The New Balance 550s are huge, Connor.
Are they?
Yes, huge. I'm surprised you don't know.
No.
You can get them in like green, you can get them in like red, blue, all colours. But mm-hmm. I just wanted the white. So I actually really wanted the beige, but you can't get those anywhere.
No.
You can. You can get them on resale sites, but I'm yeah. being stingy. I just refuse. It's ridiculous. Just make more shoes. Stop making them so hard to get. Anyway, got those and then I went on my holiday with my boyfriend. Now that was my dream holiday. That is the kind of holiday I am talking about.
Palma.
All we did was lie by the pool all day and then go for good food every night. And I already said to Connor, like, you would love Palma, because to me,
yeah, I think we're gonna
it
go.
Sounds like the upmarket side of Ibiza. Like there's your Gucci, your Louis Vuitton, your Dior. I don't know if there was a Dior actually, but there's like the high street. Well, it's not the high street because there's lots of designer shops. The shopping area is just beautiful. It reminds me kind of Barcelona, the way it's set out.
Mm-hmm.
And the restaurants, like such an unbelievable week of eating. All the people at the gym had been before, so we had so many restaurants that we wanted to go to and we pre-booked them all. Oh my goodness, the best food I've had in ages. And one day, obviously, we went into the city. We were staying, it was like a 20-minute walk from the centre of town, but like I don't mind a walk at all. We mostly got a taxi in and then walked home. It was just so good. It was so relaxing. We were able to switch off. Like Curtis had said, we should do like a day trip to Port du Soleil.
Yeah.
And I really like we were gonna go back and I really do want to do that, but we just wanted a chilled holiday, like by the pool doing nothing. It's so fun doing nothing.
Mm,
it's so nice.
So fun doing nothing when you can guarantee that it's going to be a nice day as well.
And no one's going to like call you up and ask you to do something or sort something. Like I wasn't even on my phone because it was too bright to look at it.
Yeah.
I will say it was unbearably hot. I don't think, like you were saying about Ibiza, 36 degrees, 35 degrees, 32 degrees. It is so, so, so hot. That's another reason we didn't want to do the day trip, because we were a bit stupid. If anybody watches my stories or my YouTube or anything, they'll know that I got the days wrong and went to check out a day early, which was a lovely surprise. I mean, it's better than trying to check out a day late.
That wrecks me, like.
But so then we were like, oh my God, we could do the day trip to where you said, but it was so hot.
In fairness, whenever me and Ashley were there, it was the middle of July and the temperatures were like 35
Scott
degrees.
I was like, I don't want to sit on a wooden train, Melissa. Like, and I was showing him all over TikTok. I was like, no, it's beautiful. And literally every single TikTok video was like, the best thing we did when we came to Mallorca, the best thing, you have to do it, you have to do it. But I can't explain how hot it was. I sent you guys a picture of the weather at 12 o'clock at night, 28 degrees.
It's minging, isn't
like,
it?
Like, Scott's top one night was wet. Yeah. Like, it was, it's uncomfortable. Your legs are always dripping with sweat if you're a girl and they're like together. Like, it's just, it is uncomfortable, but I don't want to complain about it, but it is, you could complain about it because it's very, very hot.
What I will tell you is that we train, goes through the mountains, right?
I know.
But it goes through tunnels in the mountains and they're so cold.
Oh, really?
It's great. So you're like out in the stifling heat for a minute and then it goes through a tunnel and it's like walking into like an air conditioning machine.
Yeah. No, that's something really do want to do. I also tried to book like a boat. You could do like a sunset boat trip, but a lot of them were fully booked up and they were only like boat parties and I didn't want to do a boat party.
No.
So,
well, what I was going to say was, so the way our trip went was we got a bus from Palma, which took us to some town in like the middle of the island. We got out and had a walk around there. Then we went, the bus goes up through the mountains and takes you to a place called Sa Calabra, which is a tiny, tiny wee like hidden beach kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You get on a boat there.
Beautiful.
The boat takes you around to Salar. You go to Salar, you get lemon. What do you call that stuff? It's not ice cream.
Lemon sorbet.
Right?
Limoncello.
Limoncello. You probably get it too, but you get lemon sorbet, which is made from lemons that, like, the, they're
sorbet.
Grown in, because the train goes through all the lemon groves and stuff. You get,
no, I really
like, lemons.
Want to do it.
Do it next time. It's so good. But what I was going to say was, it was 35 degrees and me and Ashley got roasted on the boat because it's like one of those open top bus tours, except it's a boat.
Yeah.
And we got roasted because you seem to get burnt more by the sea than you do.
I definitely think if I were to go back, I think, I guess, because we've been in lockdown and everything, that was high summer, like the first week of August.
Yeah.
The airports were busy. Although they were fine, like, were we delayed? Maybe by an hour max. I feel like every flight I've been on has been delayed by about an hour at the moment. But I think I would go early June or late May, just so it's a little cooler. Because it's so warm. It's almost unbearable. But we just had such a great time. And if anybody needs a list of restaurant recommendations, I can give you them. I put them on my YouTube video. I vlogged the trip and I put them all just in the description box because I feel like then they can just sit there forever.
What was the thing Scott got that looked like the spaghetti and all the cheese?
So that is like,
it looked incredible.
A cheese wheel. Everybody's like, I've always wanted to try that, experience it.
Is this like the thing they do at the market with the, is it macaroni and cheese they do?
Yeah.
Which I didn't get last time because the queue was too big.
So this is at a restaurant called Ritzy and they do this truffle pasta in a cheese wheel and they literally bring the pasta over in the pan, it's cooked, and they scoop it out into the cheese wheel.
That's
with
insane.
The creamy sauce, and then they put, like, cut the cheese over it and then they swirl it around so it gets really cheesy and then they put it back in your plate and put it in front of you. Now for me, that's too much cheese. I tasted it and it was phenomenal. I could never have ate a whole plate, but I had a seafood pasta and it was phenomenal. So good. Scott doesn't like truffles, so he just got it plain. So he kind of said,
I wish they served
it with meat. He's like, when you have lasagna, you know, you get your meat in your pasta, or you have like a carbonara, you get your ham in your pasta. He's like, it was phenomenal, like probably the best pasta I've ever had, but I felt it was missing something.
Bit of chicken or something.
Yeah, he was like, I just would have liked a bit of meat. But really good, and like such a good thing to experience.
Truffle really lets a lot of things down. For example, the love sausage. Yeah, they put truffle oil in that and it just wasn't.
No,
I never tried it.
I did try it. You didn't try the love
sausage. But it's a very overpowering
flavour,
I think. But yeah, loads of good and loads of really good bars. So yeah, I couldn't recommend it enough. But then, so when we flew home, our flight was delayed.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we'd be home for 10 o'clock. We weren't home till like 11:30. And I had to pack and get up at 3 to be back at the airport for 4. And I do not regret going to Ibiza because I had like a really good time. I went with a brand and that was so exciting. But I didn't even get to have the come down from my previous holiday. Mm-hmm. Like, came home, unpacked, repacked, had like 2 hours sleep and went back to the airport. So I was exhausted, which is why I didn't go out the first night.
Yeah.
And the girls went to Eden. And this is just, I've been to Ibiza twice and I've done San Antonio twice.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed there. And as I've said, it's just not for me. I'm not a party girl. Like, I just explained, me and Scott's holiday, we literally like to go on holiday, not really do very much, go out for a good food every night. Now, we got absolutely smashed every night, but like, just not in a nightclub. Like,
six drink, Melissa.
No, we would have a, we would go for a drink before, we'd have a bottle of wine, and we usually go for drinks after.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to go home. But like, I'm, yeah, after a bottle of wine, I'm gone anyway. So it's not that I don't enjoy like having a drink. It's just that I just, I don't know. I'm not a clubber. Maybe I'm too old. But yeah, I know this. And yeah. I've said so many times, I feel like Old Town would be similar to Palma. I don't know, just from what I've seen of it, like in pictures and stuff. But it's just like the people I've been with. So like previously I went with girls and they wanted to party. Mm-hmm. So like, I mean, I was a bit younger. I wanted to party too, but just not loads. And then this time we were with Be Perfect, and Be Perfect have their store at Ibiza Rocks. So we stayed at Ibiza Rocks.
Yeah.
I said, did I send you the video during the day when I was like trying to get a nap when we'd arrived?
Ibiza Rocks is not a place where you can
you
sleep.
You cannot have a nap. It is so loud. So H was playing the first night we arrived, and then Joel Corey the next.
Yeah.
I didn't go down to H, but I seen him across the balcony from where my balcony was. Seen him. So yeah, he didn't go on till like 8 o'clock. By that time we went for dinner. We went to dinner in a place called Monkey, and it was gorgeous. It's new.
It's
called Monkey.
What sort of food is there?
Tapas.
Okay. There's someone told me, and we couldn't get a reservation for it, there's a new Chinese in Sanan called Cheeky One.
We were going to go there.
So, what a name.
So it's like, it's Cheeky One, W-U-N. Yeah. We had that. That was where Be Perfect had reserved.
Yeah.
They were being really difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
They wouldn't let them bring like, because obviously it was a celebration. They brought influencers over and mm-hmm. they wanted like their balloons and their branding, and they branded up the menus and everything. And they were being so difficult that Be Perfect just were like, we'll go elsewhere. And they went to Monkey. Oh my gosh, highly recommend it. What a lovely restaurant. It's right on like the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch the sunset. It was honestly stunning. Can't recommend it enough. And the staff were so nice. They couldn't have done enough. And obviously they were able to bring their own brand and everything. So we had such a good time. And then we walked over to Wiki Woo.
Mm-hmm.
Wiki Woo, I've always been so excited to go to. Oh my goodness, what a letdown. They turned their music off at 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
They turned, like, obviously I was tired, but I was ready to have a wee bit of a party and a wee bit of a drink. I just would have liked to be in bed for one, but sure, I had no choice anyway. Because they turned their music off at 12.
Such an old woman.
We went over and, like, it's so cool to look at and everything, but we got in, sat down by the time we got our first rounds of drinks.
It was very Instagrammable.
And I didn't take a single picture. No. It was dark, though. It was nighttime. Yeah. But we asked them, we were like, what's going on? And apparently they have like a club, but it's literally like a box.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they were opening it, but we peeked our heads in and it would have just been us moving from our seat outside to our seat inside to a little bit more quiet music. So that's when the girls went on to Eden and I went to bed.
Who did they go to Eden to see? Who was on, do you know?
See, there was nobody on. The girls, so not half of us went home and half of us went to bed. It was Tuesday night. So half, when they got in the taxi, one of the girls, Kira, was like, oh no, the girls hadn't been to Ibiza before and somebody had just said it was a really good nightclub.
Yeah.
And Kira texted them halfway there like, it's not going to be good tonight, girls. There's nobody good playing. Don't go somewhere else. Go, I don't know if they said, I don't know where they told them to go. But they had already got there and then they left and they went to like Lineker's and everything. They came back and they had far more fun on the West End. They said, which is far cheaper as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So then the next day was Joel Corey Day. Mm-hmm. We were creating loads of content for Be Perfect, so we were in the Be Perfect store, and that was literally so fun because they set us all up like these little stands and tripods, and we just did our content. And then when we were ready, we went over, and obviously Be Perfect have their own table and everything there, so that was great. And it was right beside Joel Corey. Remember I sent you a video and I was like, he's coming to have a drink with us after, but he didn't because I was only joking, I was making that up. But he was really good and he played the longest set I've ever experienced from him. You said he does that every week.
Yeah, every Wednesday does, I think it's a 3-hour set.
Yeah, he was on for
six
like 3 hours.
6 to 9, I think it is.
Because he first came on, we were supposed to be finished getting ready at like 4 o'clock.
Mm.
Because we were making so much content for the brands, it was like 6 o'clock when we were ready and Joel Corey came on. and my friend was raging. She was like, why is everybody not ready yet? We should be in there. Like, we're going to miss Joe Corey. And to be fair, H played for like 20 minutes the night before. Yeah. So we didn't know he was going to play a 3-hour set. And we were like, he's going to be finished. Oh, we're going to miss him. But then he played for 3 hours and it was fine.
Yeah.
So he wrapped up about 8 o'clock. And we all went back to our rooms to get changed because you're like in a bikini at the pool party. And we got changed and we were having drinks in just one of the girls' rooms because we all had our own rooms, but we really didn't need our own rooms each.
Did you get into the pool in Ibiza Rocks?
Did I? No. No, I did not. Two of the girls did though.
Really?
Yeah. No. They were just all about a good time. They were so funny. They just loved it and they just wanted to cool off. But no, I didn't. I just stayed very warm. I bought a wee electric fan. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Kept me cool. And where was I going? So, yeah, we went back to the rooms. We got ready and we were having drinks in the rooms and it was great. And we obviously were going to High Ibiza that night. So we all had our tickets and everything. By the time we got to High Ibiza, it was like 3 a.m. by the time.
What night did you go? You went to see Fisher?
Fisher. Yeah. It was really, really, really good. But I was like, this was the time I was planning on going home. Getting there at 3, knowing we're going to stay minimum 2 hours, three hours. So Connor was getting up for his flight to London and I texted him, was like, just coming home. He was like,
I'm just going to London.
6 a.m. or whatever time it was. And I was like, oh my goodness.
Just, I was happy because I had someone to speak to whenever I was in the airport.
But I wasn't drunk or anything because I'd sobered up by the time we'd even got there. And I was like, well, I'm not buying more drinks. Once I, like, peak and then sober up, I can't start drinking again. Yeah. It's just not my
vibe. How good are the toilets in High?
Right. So Brendan from Be Perfect had texted us and been like, you got to go to the toilets. You got to go to the toilets with the DJ in it. And we went to the toilet and there was no DJ in it. So we were like, where are these toilets? So we asked one of the security guards, where's the toilets? And then we all found the toilets and they were amazing. And the music's actually so much better in there because it's not like pure trance.
Yeah.
It's actually songs that you can sing along to. But like, because I was sober, I then had this realization. It was not a good realization. I was like, this is so fun, right? But there are people around me taking a dump.
Yeah.
And this is so uncomfortable. And what if I smell it?
Yeah.
So once I had that thought, I started to think they were less cool.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's such a, like, I get the idea behind it, but at the same time, like you say, it is a toilet.
So the DJ's in the middle, the toilets are down both sides, and then in the middle around the DJ, all these people just dancing, having a great time. Down each side, there could be people in there just doing whatever.
But the thing is as well, see, because the toilets are the whole side of the walls.
Mm.
The sinks are only at the very back, so people are not like
I spent my whole night by the sink, just like
washing your hands anytime anybody came near you.
No, I just sort of liked it down there. There were mirrors and stuff.
There's a lot more room.
Yeah, there's a lot more room. No, I really did enjoy the club experience. I liked standing at the back because you could like look up and see all of the circular like tables that hang out over the top, and then Fisher at the back, and it was so like the club's so good to look at. But then obviously my friends want to go to the very front, but as you go to the front, your whole body is like bouncing off and your heart, like you can't feel anything. It's a really weird feeling, and then it starts to get uncomfortable. So
imagine what that's like as a DJ, right? Your agent comes to you and goes, I've got you a great gig, right? You're playing High Ibiza.
You're in the toilet.
Yes, where am I going? You're like, you're going to be playing in the toilets.
Toilets are class. I know everybody loves the toilets.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Like, to that extent, that's
MK,
how much.
MK and Idris Elba and stuff playing the toilets.
Okay, so I thought it was just like some dude from
it's like big DJs and stuff playing the toilets. I'd love to play in the toilets at High.
People go to stand in the toilets all night.
It just seems so weird to say MK's playing the toilet tonight.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And mad.
I think when you're sober, it's even weirder because you're just like, oh my goodness. Like, that sounds like I didn't have a good time. I'm so glad I experienced it and I really did have a good time. And we came out at like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
The taxi queue was humongous. But I will say, not like Liv's experience, we only stood in that queue for 20 minutes, half an hour max.
Mm-hmm.
The cars were coming so fast. I don't know if it's because we left when it was over, so taxis knew to like
get there
at the one time. I don't know if we would have stood longer if we'd left maybe an hour early or whatever.
Yeah.
But we got a taxi home pretty swiftly. Thank goodness.
I'm going to be... I'm going to be out in Ibiza a lot next summer. You should like come out for like I'm not going to be out for like a long stint. Yeah. Like I'll be out for like a day or two.
I'll book a hotel in the Old Town because I got to see the Old Town. Now don't get me wrong, last time I went to Mambo's and everything, and that's so enjoyable. Mm. And like the sun setting and everything, the sunsets in Ibiza are beautiful. But I just want to do the less wild side because I'm not very wild.
Yeah, I get you.
And I've done the wild side twice now. Like I've earned my stripes.
You have. Yeah.
Somebody
you
just
have.
Let me have a wee cocktail by the pool in silence.
Yeah,
you know.
What about you, mate? How have you been?
I don't think I can top any of that because I haven't been anywhere. The only thing of note that I've done was me and Ashley went to W5 late.
Yeah.
Which was fun. Definitely something I would recommend if you haven't done it. I don't know when they're doing more, but me and Melissa did it.
Yeah.
Did we talk about it on the podcast? Last
time,
so. Yeah.
I don't know. Did we?
I don't think so.
It was pretty much the same things that you and me did, except we got to do it all and we didn't have to video any content for it. We just got to go and have fun.
W5 Late is for adults only. Now it's actually over now. They were doing a 4-week stint during the summer.
Yeah, but it's something they're going to be, it's something they're going to run more of.
Yeah, something's ongoing. I think they'll do it again at Christmas.
But definitely, if you get the opportunity to do it, it's so much fun because I'm sure a lot of our listeners have kids.
Yeah.
And they've probably taken their kids to W5 and they've watched while their kids have all the fun and they've like held the bags and coats and stuff and watched the kids have fun. W5 Late is only for adults. The kids don't go. There's
no
a bar.
Kids allowed.
Is
there's
there?
A bar you get to. Now, the only thing is, right? You
it's
can
called
buy
the bar.
Yeah.
It's a fridge.
All oh, right, okay.
But they still serve
but,
drinks.
Like, they serve alcohol, so okay. It's great.
The only thing is, you're not allowed any drinks on the exhibition floors.
I didn't know that.
No, so it is kind of like, it's good that there's thingies and stuff, but there was one sort of security guard who like was chasing us. I mean, like, you can't have drinks in there.
There's
so
a security guard stuff, really?
Yeah, well, it's just the security guard
yeah.
But it meant I had to down a beer so that I could go and do one of the things I wanted to do.
It is really enjoyable, though.
It's a lot of fun. And yeah, that's literally the only thing we did. It's so weird to see a lot of adults just like, being
playing.
Kids.
Yeah.
So there was like face painters there and Ashley was like, oh, I want to go and get my face painted. Do you want yours done? And I was like, no. I'm a grown man. Why? Like, what? And then I sort of looked around. There was a load of dudes just like, who had it done?
What'd you get? Zebra.
Right, well, I think I offended
Lion.
The lady. No, I think I offended the lady. So Ashley got like a nice firework. It's kind of like the way they painted the face was like a, like around your eye.
Yeah.
Kind of like did it. You know, like
it's
the
like
festival.
Beat the art.
Yeah,
okay,
like
yeah.
That. So there was one, Ashley got like a firework and then I was like, okay, I'll take that one there, the shark. And she was like, the shark? And I was like, yeah, that one there, the shark. It turns out it was a lizard. So I think I offended her. But it was just
was
like
it green.
Did she give
it? It was like a green lizard that went around your eye and it had teeth and stuff.
Right. What shark do you know?
I would have guessed crocodile before I guessed shark.
It looked kind of greeny blue in the picture. Do you know that kind of teal colour? Like in between in the picture? Because you picked what you wanted from the picture.
Did she give you the lizard shark?
She did. Okay. Yeah.
Did you say
good.
Thanks for my shark?
I just literally got up and left because I was like, she hates me. This woman hates me, but still has to do her job.
Yeah.
And then what we did afterwards was we went and got a pizza from somewhere and forgot that we had the paint our faces done.
Oh, yeah.
So we were like sitting, sitting in the best pizza place in Belfast. Which one is it?
Pizza Hut.
No,
Woodfire Pizza.
Pizza Co.
Really?
Pizza Co. is the best pizza in Belfast.
I love Pizza Co. so much, but you rave about Pizza Hut. You literally say Pizza Hut's the best pizza in Belfast. Do
no,
you or do
no,
you
I
not?
Know. I actually I do, but you know what?
So
Pizza Co's better.
I
You're
guess
right.
for you because that's your
you
favorite.
No, Pizza Hut is it's good, but sometimes it's not good.
Yeah,
Pizza Hut's your favorite. You rave about it. So don't come at me with this good.
No, I'm going to go with Pizza Co. Because we get Pizza Co.
Pizza Co is my favourite.
As an all-rounder, Pizza Co.
And you know what? It's so affordable
yeah.
compared to like Domino's or whatnot.
Their pizzas, their dough balls,
oh,
all that stuff, they're
Nutella,
all so good.
That's what Scott and I get for a big
yeah, so
treat.
Pizza Co wins. It's taken top spot as the best pizza place in Belfast.
I love it.
But yeah, we were in there with our faces painted and people were kind of looking at us and then you catch a glimpse of yourself in your window or in the window and you're like, yeah,
oh my gosh.
That's what it is. I've got my like a weird lizard shark on my face. That was pretty much the only thing that was exciting that I did. I've been kind of chilling out after my holiday. So should we just move on to this week's quiz?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Oh, hang on. Wait, we're going to go again.
Stays on.
I don't know why I pulled that fader down, but it did. Anyway. Right, so this is, I don't know what the name for this quiz is, but it's kind of been changed at the last minute because I had the idea that yous would pick words and I couldn't see them, and then you just have to describe those words to me. And then if I guessed more of Melissa's words than Connor's, Melissa would have won, and vice versa, but you have turned the tables.
I think what he's trying to say is
he tried to get us
his
to do
quiz
the
is done half-arsed.
How the turntables.
Yeah.
How the tables have turned.
How the turntables.
She doesn't get it. She's not watched The Office.
Yeah.
How the turntables.
You wouldn't get it. Okay.
So basically, I've got a list of words. In fact, what I have is a word generator. And how many do you want to do? Many does it?
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So let me just get my score sheet up here. And whoever guesses the most right wins.
Yeah.
So I'm going to describe this, but I'm not allowed to use the actual word. Okay.
Yeah.
First one is, okay, so it's a method of transport. Well, it goes on water.
Connor.
It's I said my name.
Okay. Okay. I'm waiting on you. Hurry
it's
up.
A boat.
Okay, not the word I'm looking for.
It's a yacht.
Not the word I'm looking for.
Connor. It's a method of transport that goes on.
Melissa. Goes on water, yeah.
Connor, jet ski.
No.
Melissa, seaplane.
Connor, no. Cruise.
No.
Melissa.
Seaplane.
It does go on water. It does, yeah.
Stand up paddle board.
No.
Connor.
Stand-a-line.
Melissa.
What are you, paddling boat.
Paddling. Cruise.
No.
Melissa, boat.
No.
Melissa, steamboat.
No.
No.
Stand-a-line is a type of...
shit.
Get to, no, get from A to B. I'm not allowed to use it.
Stand-a-line's like a cruise?
A type of boat. It's considered... It does...
A large boat.
No.
A medium boat.
Right. I'm not supposed to give you a letter from it, but should I?
Yeah.
The first letter is F.
Melissa.
Connor.
Freight boat.
Ferry.
Ferry. Freight boat. I mean, you weren't wrong, technically.
Well, yeah, I want the point.
Okay, it was ferry. Freight boat wasn't the word I was looking for.
Right.
Right, okay, so Connor gets one.
This is nonsense.
Okay.
I love it. I'm here for it.
I don't know about this one. I'll just skip it.
Right.
Go on.
Okay. These...
Connor can see your words.
I can't see anything, mate.
He's cheating.
Okay, so just these are things that could be around your house.
Melissa.
You got to look after them.
Connor.
Lars, pets. Plants.
The close. Oh, plant. Yeah, plant. Well done. So that was quick.
We should start video on this podcast to see the abuse that I get during the quiz.
Okay.
Yep.
These things are round.
Melissa. Circles.
No, they're hairy.
Melissa. Curtis.
I'm not round and hairy. I'll have you know my CrossFit has been going very well, and I am losing weight as opposed to putting it on. So these things are round and hairy, and you can eat them.
Melissa.
Connor, kiwis.
Nope.
Ball sacks.
Connor.
No. No.
Yeah, they're little.
Little moon.
Yes.
No, but you can also drink
Melissa,
them.
Melissa, kiwis.
No.
I said
Melissa.
Kiwis.
Round, hairy.
Coconut.
Yes. Well
you
done.
Can you eat a coconut? Do you not drink a coconut?
You can eat
the
coconut. Have you never eaten a coconut thing?
What do you think's in a bounty?
Yeah, well, it's coconut.
Did you know at the bottom of bounties there's like a design?
You know.
Have you seen them?
Can I just can we just clarify? But when I said ballsack, I meant the little moons. In case like the people
Stop
on the podcast,
to
yeah, people on the podcast might think I meant something else.
What would that be?
Just so you all know that I'm obsessed with little moons, and Connor, Curtis, and I call them little ballsacks.
All right.
Right.
We don't.
Connor messaged me the other day and goes, look at the ball sacks.
What flavour?
Pistachio.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. Ashley got the salted caramel
ones. I was going to say, I saw the new flavour the other day, right? But I'd already picked up the green ones and I was like, I cannot spend £8 on little mints.
The
like,
ice cream
wild.
In them are banging.
Yeah.
See,
like, so what did she think? Because I didn't buy them.
She thinks they're nicer in like the fruitier flavours.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just sort of like
that. Has she ever had pistachio?
She's not allowed to eat pistachio around me. That's a lie. That's a lie. That is a lie. Like she she wouldn't, like it wouldn't stop her.
Can I just also
ruin everything.
By the way, if you go to Palma, there's a gelato spot called Riverino. Scott and I had Palma, Scott and I had gelato 5 out of 6 nights.
How good is gelato?
It's so good.
Riverino's gelato?
What's the difference between ice cream and gelato?
There's less air in it.
Oh, okay.
It's like the way it's whipped.
Wow. I saw, because you kept putting up photos of this queue
night,
that you were in, and then your sister
night.
Was like, could you show us the actual gelato, please? wasn't putting photos of
what
it
what
up.
Flavor
well, we
did
tried
you
them
get?
All. So the first night I tried stracciatella with cookies.
I love stracciatella.
So in the end, we mastered our flavor. So I had stracciatella and cookies. Then the next night I had stracciatella and pistachio. Then the next night I had like a sorbet one, and then I got Scott to get stracciatella and after eight, and then on the last night we had figured out that stracciatella and after eight is the elite combination.
Stracciatella is so good.
Mint choc chips like my favourite flavour, so the mintiness, the after eight was essentially a minty stracciatella, and the chocolate chunks in the stracciatella,
yeah,
I'm probably saying that wrong and I've said it eight times at this point, they were so big. Is that right? Yeah. The chocolate chunks were huge. It was amazing. Sorry to interrupt.
So, 2-1 to Melissa.
Okay, 2-1 to Melissa. Right. You would play this game if you were a wizard.
Melissa. Connor.
Connor. Quidditch. Yes, well done. So...
You're a wizard, Harry! Anything from the trolley, dear? I'll take the lot.
Move on.
I'm trying to find another... let me see. Right, okay, so if Melissa gets this point, she wins.
Yeah. Yes.
So this is a child.
Melissa.
A category of child.
Right.
Toddler.
Yes.
Shut
what
up.
Sort of questions are these? It's a child. It's either going to be a baby or a toddler.
Like, you didn't
Did
say
Melissa
anything.
Get it?
Well, yeah.
We can do one more.
Do you want to do one more?
It's all right. No, I've lost anyway. It's okay.
This is the hard section that I'm in.
Do one more for fun.
Go.
Okay, right. Let me see. Okay. Bread.
Melissa.
Right? Long bread.
A baguette.
A baguette. Connor got that first. I'll give you the point.
There you go, Connor.
We can keep going if you want.
It's like a liquid. Water.
Could be coffee.
Yeah. Do you know what? If yous aren't happy, yous had the chance to come up with the words.
No, we didn't want to.
Yous changed
the
rules of the game.
We didn't want to. So Curtis essentially wanted us to ask him the questions. Right. So he wanted us to quiz him. What kind of quiz would that be?
That's whenever he was saying it. I was like, this is so confusing. I didn't understand.
Melissa.
What?
You are a liar.
Exodus. Right.
Anyway, Connor is on the quiz. He's going to take an extended break in Ibiza now.
Yeah,
so
I am.
You're on quiz next time. Sorry, my friends.
Stays on.
Right. This week we were chatting about things that you did and hurt yourself, like stupid things that you didn't hurt yourself. I'll give you an example, right? Ashley was cleaning our bath one time and put her back out. You know what I mean? Things like that whenever you get older.
I was trying to do a pull up the other day and I literally sprained my neck.
Yeah.
So bad. It was agony.
I do this thing whenever I sneeze, if it's like a hard, intense sneeze.
Yeah.
Like, I have, a really bad, nervy pain, down, my right side.
It's quite the same.
That actually sounds like something you might need to get seen to, to be fair. Yeah, I've never experienced that.
I hurt myself whenever I sneeze sometimes.
I sneezed once. Do you know those muscles in between your ribs? I think they're called intercostals.
They are.
Have you ever pulled one of them?
No.
I
imagine that's what a heart attack feels like. And I sneezed one time and pulled one of them. I ended up going to the doctors and stuff, and they were like, no, it is just a pulled muscle. Mm. But it was horrible, walking around like that.
Did you see what I did there?
No.
What'd you do?
I just set my phone up against my coffee, and then I just went like that. Yeah, my God. And there was nothing there. Oh.
Anyway, do you know what I did? I've got one of those things in my car, right? Do you know the cable that plugs into your phone so you can listen to music?
Yeah.
I tried to plug it into my coffee the other day. Do you know when you're just not thinking?
Yeah.
And I was holding the coffee and I was trying to put the cable in. I was like, why is that not?
And you're like, there was no one here to witness this. There was no one
thank
here.
Thank God.
Thank God. But also no one will believe it'll ever happen. It ever happened.
And when you did one of those stupid things, maybe you injured yourself, and that's what we're talking about.
Well, the worst.
Nice way to segue back
around. Are we doing our own injuries?
We could do. Yeah, we could. Let's.
The worst injury I ever had. I feel like we were all here for it.
We were. This was a journey on the podcast.
This was a journey. This is the worst journey of my whole life. When I was do you know how this started? When I was locking my door, I dropped my keys, and I can explain to you fully what happened. So, do you ever drop your keys as you're locking up?
Yeah.
Right, so I dropped them. I went to catch them, and I went to catch them with both hands. So what happened was, you have to look. You have to look, guys.
I am looking at you.
So what happened was, I accidentally caught my baby nail on this hand.
Okay.
And in the key ring. But I caught them with the other hand, and I pulled down. Right? So that was what firstly took the nail away from the bed. So I knew I'd done serious damage. Pus was coming out of it. Even then. Sorry, why are you laughing?
Just him.
It was like swollen red. It was so sore. So I got, at that time I was wearing acrylic nails, and I got the acrylic nail off. And I found the video the other day. When I got the acrylic nail off, right? You know the way if you look down your nails, you can't see anything because they're fully attached to the skin?
Yeah.
I could see way down to like the bottom because it was there was a gap between the nail and the nail bed, like the skin.
Yeah.
So I had really damaged it. But my nail girl was like, it's fine. So I went to get my nails done, got an extension on. Holy ghost, that was the worst mistake I ever made. That was the worst mistake I ever made. Because then I joined the gym. This was literally a year ago, almost to the day. I joined a gym and my first class in the weight training sessions was downstairs and they were like, do ball slams. Oh my God, I can feel the pain happening in my nail right now as I'm describing it. Second ball slam into the ground. I went to, why are you laughing? Why are you so immature?
Ball slams.
That's what they're called. That's what they're called. Sorry.
Medicine ball slams. Yeah.
Are you okay?
Continue, sorry.
So I slammed the medicine ball. Why?
Medicine ball slams.
Right, so I smashed the ball into the ground.
The medicine ball.
Why? Oh, this is so annoying. Right. And you go to pick it up, right?
Yeah.
When I went to pick it up, it's like AstroTurf on the ground. It must have gripped my nail. My nail stayed on the floor and my finger came back up. I don't think in my life I've ever experienced pain like that. Ever. There were women who've got children messaged me and said they've done it and it's worse than childbirth. So at least I'll be prepared for that. My fingernail, I had a heartbeat.
At least they'll be prepared for that. You'll walk in and the nurse will be like, well, are you ready? You'll be like, yeah, I lost my nail a couple of years ago.
But so many people messaged me and said it was like the worst pain they've ever experienced.
Oh, that's grim.
My hand, my arm, all the way up my arm, it had its own heartbeat for like two weeks minimum. And it took months and months and months and months and months to grow back. It was horrific. All because I dropped my keys locking the door. Because that's what caused it.
Mm.
I went to catch my keys. So now, I mean, it's a reflex. Because I was going to say, now when I drop something, I try not to catch it.
Yeah.
But your reflex is go to catch it.
Yeah. Has it grown back or is it still like a little bit gammy?
It's phenomenal. That's all mine.
That's all mine. That nail's all mine.
They grew back perfectly. But it took people told me it would take a year. It took like 3 to 4 months.
Yeah.
But I take lots of calcium.
What about you, Matt?
I can't think of any. The only thing I can think of is whenever.
Sorry, I spilled the coffee. But nothing spilled. It's okay.
Wow.
I don't know how you get out of bed in the morning.
The only thing I can think of is whenever I played football and I kicked the goalpost by accident. Because I played keeper. Right. I was trying to clear the ball and missed it. I swung to kick the ball and missed it. Kicked the goalpost like with my big toe.
Yeah.
And same thing, the big toe eventually ended up coming off. Not the big toe, the nail ended up coming off and stuff like that. And then it grew back, but I didn't look after it when it was growing back and it grew back ingrown.
Oh!
You ever had that? That was the worst thing in the world. I was out of football for like 8 weeks.
That's disgusting.
It was grim. An ingrown toenail is the worst thing. Yeah. Oh, I don't even really want to get into it.
I can tell you what's worse. I'll rip your fingernail off and we'll see what's worse.
You know, it's like a method of torture in some places. Like, it's, in fairness, it is.
It's a torture that's ongoing because if that gets dirty or infected, like, you can end up losing your fingers.
Yeah.
That's my one. What about you?
I've got a couple. I don't know if I've spoken about this before. Did you ever play the Grand National whenever you were younger?
Like, I think you
did
tell us about this.
You open the paper and you go like this?
No.
Oh.
Like,
do you mean jumping through people's bushes?
Run through people's gardens.
Oh, yeah, I jump thought through you meant to do a bet. Your mummy let tell you do a bet.
Tell the difference between where we grew up and where Melissa grew up. Melissa ran through her
Fields,
own gardens, yeah. Her many gardens.
No, I didn't.
So we were playing the Grand National, like running through
you
people.
You jumped through people's hedges?
Yeah, like ran through their garden and like jumped
oh
over their
God.
Hedges.
If I was a homeowner, I'd be furious.
Yeah, well, I was an idiot whenever I was younger. So I was doing this, but I didn't realise like after the bush there was like a drop. See the way houses like in estates they go like three houses and then there's like four that are lower.
If you did that in my house you'd run into either barbed wire or an electric fence.
Well, I jumped over the fence and there was a drop and like landed on my wrist and broke my wrist.
That's what you get for being a scumbag in people's gardens. Like.
Exactly, yeah.
Did the neighbour have to come out and say if you were okay?
I don't think so.
It's likely they came out and search you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's just stupid stuff that you did whenever you were younger, like knock the door and run and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Another one, my little brother was, he must have been like 2 or 3 or something, and was like, we were like playing, like wrestling, like mucking about and stuff in the living room. He jumped off like the arm of the sofa and like on the... my rib.
Sorry.
Yeah. It happened to me when I was younger. I was wrestling with my brother because we thought we were WWF like, and I can't remember what the move was, but he was like, whatever you do, don't put your hands out.
Yeah.
And I was like, right, okay. And as he like threw me off a bed or something like that, I put my hands out and broke my arm.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like,
I used to ride my bike into the wall because I couldn't, use the brakes. And I had to go to the dentist twice because when you ride your bike into the wall,
I like the way you say it. Like it's a dumb thing. Like you don't know what happens. Yeah. Like you don't know. I don't know how that finishes. Tell me the story.
You end up face planting the wall. And I did this so often. I'd been at the dentist twice over it, thinking we'd destroyed all my front teeth.
Oh my God.
And he said to me, if you do that one more time, I'll never forget it, because I just remember being like, okay, I have to stop.
Mm.
Because if you do that one more time, you're going to destroy the nerves in your teeth and your second teeth won't grow in.
Yeah.
And you'll have no teeth. So I learned to use my bike, and I learned to actually stop. But, oh, here's something I did that was really stupid.
Let's hear it.
And have I not told you before, and you said bring in the photograph? The day before my school photo, Mom said, so we live up a hill. I used to hate it when she would say, go down and get the bins.
Yes, you have told us about this, I think so. On your little like tricycle.
On the tricycle. Yeah, if no one's heard this before, long story short, I didn't want to walk down and walk back up. So I was like, oh my gosh, I could jump on the back of the tricycle. That'll be flying. So I'm like, you know, legs on the back. I'm not sitting on the tricycle. I'm on the back feet and bent over, hands on the wheels, and I'm gathering speed. At
tricycles don't have brakes.
No, no. Gathering speed up mighty, mighty, mighty rapidly, right? And I'm coming to the end of the hill, and all I'm envisioning is me going out onto the road and being smashed kaplunt into the car. So I was like, I can't do that. So I had to put my foot down to stop. But like, if you're moving at massive speed and then you put your foot down, like your body still starts to move forward. So like, I put my foot down and I just went, I remember going over the tricycle and then it going over me, like head over heel. I bust my lip. I had to go to hospital. They thought I'd broken my nose. I didn't break my nose though. I think I had like cuts on my eye, and yeah, I had to get all these little strips on my lip. It was funny.
How did you envisage you were going to get the bin back up? Were you going to tie it to
I mean, if you're like a 6, 7, 8 year old, you're not thinking ahead.
No.
You're thinking, I can't be bothered walking all the way down.
No, I know, but what I'm thinking, no, I suppose you're not thinking ahead.
I think I thought I'd just leave the tricycle at the bottom and then somebody else could get that.
Oh, because I was going to say that. I was going to say for you, that's 2 journeys.
Yeah,
you
tricycle
down, bring the bin up, and then you've got to.
Left the tricycle. I honestly don't know, but I don't think I ever had to bring anything up because people had to come to me.
Just lay at the bottom of the hill in a heap.
After that, your mum was like, I'll never ask her to do that again.
Maybe that's why she never asked me.
I would imagine yeah. You nearly killed yourself.
Yeah. And then one other accident that happened to me, it was completely my dad's fault. My mum will be listening, she'll tell him off and she'll say, do you remember that? My dad is the type of dad that like never gets around to getting the jobs done.
Mm-hmm.
Never ever. Right? So the skirting board was off in our bathroom, and the skirting board, when you pull it off, it's got all these wee nails through it.
Yeah.
And I was having a bath. I think it was like really, really young, and I got out of the bath and stood straight onto a nail.
Ah.
Up through my foot. Horrific. I screamed. I was so dramatic though. Like, I wanted to make a big deal out of it.
And that's why your parents sent you off on a drama degree.
Yeah, it was awful. Daddy got told off. I think the skirting board went on pretty quickly after that,
sure,
to be honest.
It did, yeah.
I had one. No, it wasn't a severe injury, but I wouldn't be the most DIY friendly person.
Mm-hmm.
And I whacked myself in the face with a tape measure a couple of weeks ago.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say hammer, and it really scared me.
I mean, you've got to be very... You have to be trying to hit yourself in the face with a hammer to do that, I think.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? No, it was the tape measure, because I was kind of like, you're meant to pull it out and then slide the wee thing down so it stays where it is, but I had a habit of just trying to hold it and then it slipped out of my hand and I'm like,
you could have lost your eye.
No, I know I could have done. Luckily I didn't.
Wait, hear what happened to me on holiday.
You lose an eye?
Nearly. Nearly.
What?
I went to the bar, the pool bar, like during the day to get an Aperol Spritz.
And the boy
had given Ibiza a bad name.
This was at Palma.
Okay, good.
this is Palma, the pool, right? Scott was beside me and this lady was behind me in the queue. And he'd ran out of Prosecco, so he opened the Prosecco bottle. The man didn't even care or notice, right? He opened the Prosecco bottle, gave it a wee shake.
Why did he give it a shake?
I don't know. The cork popped off, it hit the roof. The bar was like a little hut.
Yeah.
Hit the roof, and I swear to God, it skimmed like my eyebrow. Like it went past my head this close. The woman beside me was like, are you okay? Like, we both thought my eye was gone. Like my eye could have been gone.
I've got a story like that.
It makes me think of the guy from Love Island who literally like that. I was like really not shook up because I was like, oh my God, Scott, did you see? And he didn't see. He was looking the other way. I was like, I can't believe what just happened. Only the lady had been there. She was like,
did they give you free drinks?
He didn't even notice his back was to me.
Nah.
And then something else happened, Scott. It was so funny. We were like, this comes in threes. But I can't remember what happened to him.
That happened to me. So it was over 10 years ago now. I went on a cruise with my ex-girlfriend. This is the one I was telling you about, the ex-girlfriend who I broke up with and then got drunk and hired a canoe. I was on a cruise with her and her family, right?
Yeah.
We got a bottle of like champagne or Prosecco or something. And she said to me, would you open that? And I had never opened one before, so I didn't know that if you'd left it alone, the cork just flew out. Once you unscrew the wee cage thing that it's in? So I did that, I unscrewed that, and I was kind of like waiting for someone to say, right, pop it there.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of sitting there God. It was in my hands, and it just went, pop, straight in, like hit me in the eye.
That is now, so dangerous.
I know, I think my eye's fine.
Thank goodness.
But I just, like, I had a black eye. But
it hit you in the eye?
It hit me right square. I don't know whether it was in the eye or kind of like around it, but I had a black eye.
It gives me shudders all over my body because I read that Hugo. He was called Hugo, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. I read
his story all the time.
I didn't think of it was that dangerous until that happened. And I was like, wow.
Somebody must have shook the bottle so hard must have literally hit him square in the eye. It cracked his eyeball in half.
What?
So he was to lose his eyeball and he fought surgeons after surgeons and said, please save my eye, please save my eye. Now he's completely lost his sight, but they wanted to take the whole eye out. I think he fought so hard they might have been able to save it, but he doesn't know for sure because he's had stitches in his eye for almost over a year now and he wears an eye patch while the eye tries to heal. And I don't know if they've ever made the decision whether to completely get rid of it or keep it. But
oh my God,
he lost all his eyesight and maybe even the eye too. And like, I'm so terrified of champagne bottles since. Like,
when I
open one, I point it in the opposite direction from everyone. So that's why I died when that happened.
Yeah.
Like in the bar. Because I wasn't looking.
Should we get into some listener ones?
Yeah.
Okay, so Kira ran into a cardboard box, age 12, and broke her toe. Now, she feels that she has to mention that her brother was chasing her and she was playing WWE. Here, so wrestling does have a lot of injuries to answer for amongst young people,
like,
doesn't it?
At the end of it, it's like, don't try this at home.
Never try this at home. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
And then, like, we get banned from playing it in school and all because people were pedigreeing each other in the concrete. Do you know what I mean? Like... Yeah. It was mad.
Who did you do there, Kira?
That was Kira, yeah.
Lo Beale, I think that's how you pronounce it, said, I tripped while wheeling a bike when I was a child. The end of one of the handlebars went into my eye. Oh, my God.
Eye injuries make me feel sick.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's just like, it's such a vulnerable piece of the body that it just... let me see. Nicole Stewart says, my sister broke her funny bone by tripping on the tiniest pebble walking home from school. This is what I'm talking about, right?
It's stupid things.
It's those small things. So do you know whenever you're walking down the street, right, and you slip off a curb or something and you're like, oh, I hope nobody saw that?
Yeah.
That's a fraction away from a broken ankle.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like that.
Fine margins.
It really, really is. Nicole also says she fell over a wall.
After the pebble? Or that was a separate incident?
My sister, like 6 months ago, was out for a walk in Helen's Bay, and like any of us, even though she's 30, likes pretentious as a child, so was walking along the wall, slipped, fell. Did I not send you the picture? The gash in her knee was bleeding everywhere. We thought she needed stitches. Idiot. Idiots, but the stupidest thing, you just slip off a wall and off you go.
Leanne says, not me, but my friend put her back out swinging a loaf of bread at her dog.
I need context for that, right? Leanne, we need the story. Why? It's not enough just to tell us that your friend was swinging a loaf of bread at her dog. We need the why, because that's not something that's done.
Yeah.
That's not the dumb thing. Do you know what I mean?
Do you want to do Lords?
Yeah, okay. So let me see. Oh, Lords is a three-parter. Wow. Playing chasies with my dog around the house, ended up my foot just swung out too far and hit the door frame and broke my toes. No one believed me until my foot swelled up. They took me to hospital. Chloe was the dog. There you go. Do you know, I tripped our old apartment, I taped it over and nobody seemed to notice, but we were looking after Ashley's friend's dog one time and I was playing with them both in the hall.
Yeah.
And her dog was a bit bigger than Alfie.
Mm-hmm.
Her dog was also called Alfie, so there was two Alfies in the house at the time, which was a bit chaotic, but I tripped over her dog and put my elbow through the door, the bedroom door, and literally stuck a poster over it. And whenever we were moving out, I got the full deposit back and everything.
No, you did not.
Yeah.
Love that, mate.
Crazy. Right, what else have we got?
Sophie Little says, fell down a hill drunk, broke my ankle in three places after drinking 13 double vodkas.
13 double vodkas? I'm surprised you didn't fall down a hill dead.
That's an achievement. $3,000. Yeah.
13 double vodkas. That's an injury in itself, isn't it? Like, yeah. You're just asking for it there. Head-butted Tandragee Main Street, crashing a soapbox race. I love to do a soapbox race.
No, man,
I think that'd be so much fun.
Asking for trouble.
No, I know you are, but I think it'd be crack.
Like, they always just fall to bits.
That's the point.
It's not.
No, it's crazy. I'd love to have a go.
Mate, we're near 30 now. We can't be doing stuff like that.
Listen,
define near 30. Because I'm past it. Like,
I'm about to jinx myself here, yeah. But there were so many times in my childhood I should have been injured and I wasn't. Like, I've told you before about my brother driving over me on the quad.
Well, the thing is, as a child,
physically over me. I didn't get injured.
As a child, technically, you're invincible.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's like that thing where, like, you fall out of a tree and you just get up and walk off. Whereas at this age, you sleep wrong and you're like,
I remember
your neck a couple of weeks ago. Do you remember?
My neck has been at me all year. Do you know what, Scott and I think it is? And you are going to laugh because this is wild. I insist. So we have a corner sofa and I like to sit in the corner. But to sit in the corner, you have to watch the TV at this angle. So my body is constantly sat like this.
Probably, yeah.
And we think the strain on my neck is from constantly having it at this angle when we're watching TV. So now I sit on the other side of the sofa.
But that's the thing.
And it's not, it's better.
Yeah, that's the thing with like kids. Like, you need to, obviously you need to like wrap them in bubble wrap so they don't do anything stupid. But it's like you need to kind of like let them go and do the stupid things because then they'll not
drag each other. Because I was one of four and like we were best friends but also enemies. You know, we would pull each other off the top of slides. Like you either push them off the front or push them off the back. So you're either going down the slide or you've fallen down the steps. And like never broke a bone.
Yeah.
Touch wood. I'm going to break something this week. I know it.
Me and my brother used to climb up on a wall on the side of the house. Now, we lived in a bungalow, which was probably, the wall would have been probably about the height of this room.
12 foot.
Right. Would that be 12 foot? Yeah. That wouldn't be 12 foot, would it?
Well, no. That's, I'd say about nine.
Nine, probably, yeah. So that's how high the wall was, right? Because it went up the side of the house. And we literally used to get Tesco plastic bags. You know the old plastic bags?
Mm-hmm.
Put her shoulders, like her arms through the loops and pretend they were parachutes and jump off the wall. Like, how were no bones broken there?
I know. So in my house, the walls are staggered up and up and up. So we did this competition, like who could jump off the highest wall. So we'd start off with the one and it was that height. And then the next one. And then the next one. Yeah. And then the next one. Same. We used to play, oh, this is my favourite game. And you'll have never played it, but this is the best game ever. So come to my house.
It's
called How Much Money Does Your Family Have?
We are literally working class.
How much land do you own?
How many fields do you...
I'm only joking. So this is hide and seek in the Beals, right? So you know Ryan Beals.
Yeah.
So Ryan Beals all stacked together obviously leave like little tiny gaps between them when they're all stacked together. So we play hide and seek in the Beals. So you'd sprint from like one end to the other and then you'd duck into one of the holes and then somebody would have to come along and like peek in down for you.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I just don't know why I had the strength to like heave myself in and out.
Yeah.
Up and out and in and round like wickets.
Do you know what we used to do? And your family will hate this because obviously you come from a farming background, but where we lived, we were on the edge of like a farmer's land and he always had this barley field.
Yes.
And we used to play hide and seek in the barley field.
We did that.
Did you?
Yeah.
So what you do is you
create... My daddy didn't like it, so
I'm sure. Like you create tracks through the field and you like crawl. So there's all... It's like a maze and you have to find people, but
Shall
you can't stand up.
Shall I tell you why that is so dangerous?
Because farmers shoot you?
No.
The farmers shot
the
it on
sea in the no, digger?
No, because the barley is only that long when it's about to be cut.
Right. Uh-huh.
And like when the, you know, the it's the like swirly thing that drives down and like cuts up
that's
all
what
the
I'm
barley.
Saying, yeah.
They can't see you. Farmers can't see you. My mom used to scream at us, but it was our favourite game.
No, well, we wouldn't have been in the field if there was tractors and stuff driving about it.
But like people do.
No, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
But isn't that's so scary. Yeah. You literally get chopped up into a million pieces.
We didn't do it often.
That
because
would be a silly injury.
It would, yeah. How did you lose your head? I was playing hide and seek in a barley field. Right, Soph says she was walking up the stairs and broke her foot. Standard.
Yeah, Steph says a boyfriend was drunk, jumped over the wall, dropped the other side, was higher and broke both ankles. You could do a similar situation to me.
Both ankles is horrific.
You're not walking for weeks.
No.
Do you ever do that though when you go to like climb over a wall and then you just leap over it and you don't realise the other side's lower and you're like, say a bad word there. But let me see. Russell says, dancing in the kitchen and sliced his foot open on the oven, needed 14 stitches.
What and how?
The oven door must have been open.
How sharp is it?
No, but if you're hitting that with enough force. Yeah. Sarah Neal says, playing Dizzy Dinosaurs and splitting my head on a concrete post. Oh my God.
Kids
are idiots, aren't they? I think you just turn it like twirl around.
My sister and my cousin used to come over to our house every Friday and Saturday, and we would make up dances and then make the adults come in and watch us. And we were doing a dance to Jerry Halliwell, Lift Me Up. You know that song? Lift Me Up.
No.
Do you not know it? No. We had Jerry Halliwell. How do you say her name?
Jerry Halliwell.
Halliwell's album, and it was so good, right? And I was doing, so then like once we'd done the lift up, we broke away and we were doing these kicks out to the side and blah, blah, blah. And I kicked the bottom of the armchair, and it was like wooden. It had these wooden panels, and I fell to the I had to go to hospital. But again, didn't break, just sprained.
Melissa's mum, if you're listening, which I know you are, we need to see video footage of that place.
They didn't take any videos. They didn't want to watch us. I was so disgusted.
Any wonder.
Hi to Amy, who says, foot slipped off the curb when walking, broke ankle in two places. Embarrassing.
Oh my God.
The thing is, right, if you do slip off a curb and you break your ankle, you can't style it out and pretend nobody saw it because you're lying on the ground going, oh no, everybody saw that.
Sarah says, ran into a tree playing tag rugby. Did you ever play tag rugby in school?
I love tag rugby, it was fun, but there was definitely no trees on the pitch.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like there's a common theme.
When I was on holiday just then,
I
fully witnessed a meme happen.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a man go to leave a restaurant, and I mean, he was walking out with intent to leave that restaurant, and he walked into the glass door. Me and the girl who saw it, we you think you would laugh, but we were so shocked because we were just walking, and we just saw him hit the glass door, get pushed back. His glasses fell off. it was just so, you couldn't even laugh. You couldn't laugh. You would laugh if you watched it back.
Yeah.
But see it in real life. He took the wind out of his sails, honest to goodness.
He ruined his night.
I've been meaning to show you this. So this happened to me in Barcelona. This was our last night. So we went for dinner and you've been to Barcelona? Mm-hmm. So have you?
Yeah.
We went to dinner in the marina kind of thing. And
Pasha is over there, isn't it?
Yeah. So we were having dinner and this happens, right? I'll see that noise, right?
Right.
So it's like, people pretend to be parrots.
Oh my goodness.
That went on for half hour while we were having our dinner the whole time.
If you don't know that's happening, that's quite
exactly.
A scary thing.
The first one went off and I was like, what was that? And turned round. But yeah, it was mad.
Turned round, didn't run.
I was eating a carbonara, so busy with that.
Do you remember the night that we went to Boojum and that happened to me? I walked into the glass, the window. I was
you
trying to walk
to
at the window.
It right
I gotta
after,
say,
yeah.
it's so different seeing it from the other side of the glass.
It is,
seeing them come towards you.
Finally, Karis says, fell backwards off a slide and twisted my arm. Ugh. I forgot how squeamish I was before I decided to... if you have anything you want to add to that, have we got anything else to add? No, is that?
I think that's everything.
That's everything. If you've anything you want to add, you can DM us. We'll keep it. We'll keep it anonymous. Although we've just read out everybody's name, so we'll probably not keep it anonymous. Melissa, if somebody wants to be listener of the week, What can they do?
Not very much.
No, there is. How many ways?
There's a couple of
ways. There's what?
There are many ways that you can many be our listener of the week. Number one, Connor will let you be listener of the week if you simply follow the podcast Instagram.
Indeed.
It's not difficult to be listener of the week. So we're just at What's Happening Podcast. I would say it's a good follow. We don't post that often, so I can't even say that. But
we did promise you the picture of Connor's foot that looked like a Christmas ham and didn't do it. So
what I will say is you do get to be involved in giving your suggestions for this part of the podcast. Yeah. Like, you could have told us about your injuries if you followed us on there, because then that's where you can write in your suggestions in our story boxes. So that's a good reason to follow the podcast. It also, like I said, makes you listener of the week. You could be listener of the week if you send us a wee message, mm-hmm. if you give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. And simply, if you give us a 5-star review on Spotify, send us a screenshot of that to our Instagram, then we'll know it was you and we can give you a shout out.
Yeah.
Which is class.
I think we need to do that more, like get the listeners like more involved with like the content.
Well, I think next time we're going to do that. What's a scam that's become so normalised that you don't realise it's a scam anymore? If you've got any ideas like that, you can get them in early. Send us a message. But closer to the next episode, we will put up a question box and you can get a wee answer in there. But for now, me and Melissa don't know where Connor's going to be from one day to the next. So when are we doing the next episode? A couple of weeks?
I'm in London next week. Cool. So maybe the week after.
So I think
start of September.
I think our post.
I'm in London.
Are you next week?
Next weekend.
Or, you know, I'm there Monday to Thursday.
We just keep missing each other.
I think our model has changed. So instead of doing like series and posting like episodes every week for a certain amount of time, then taking time off, we're just going to go
pop
forward
up as and when. Yeah.
That's the way it's going to be. But for now, thank you for listening. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. And goodbye.
Thank you, guys. Love you.